The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed, that will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Two very hot topics at the moment feature in our readings from 2,000 and 3,000 years ago. Sometimes we might think that racial discrimination and social isolation was invented in February 2020 when this coronavirus came around. But it's a long existing condition. You've heard of the Samaritans? Just me? You've heard of the Samaritans? Yeah? Yes? We got thumbs up, just making sure the microphone's working. Today we hear where the Samaritans came from. Back about 70 years BC, there was the temple in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was attacked by the Babylonians. Jerusalem was the center of learning and excellence and practice and the heart of the religion. And it was destroyed. And everyone went into exile. But there was a few that stayed behind who couldn't escape. For whatever reason, they just couldn't escape. And they stayed on as peasants. They stayed on as farmers. That group of people that stayed behind became the Samaritans. When the Jews who had been exiled returned, they hated the group that had stayed behind in Jerusalem because they saw them as being collaborators with the Babylonians who had destroyed. They said, well, if they haven't left Jerusalem, they must be part of the enemy. So they were never accepted, even though they were the Jewish people, they were never accepted and they were despised and sent to find their own land, which became Samaria, as we know. So that's something of race decisions that were made thousands of years ago. Today's gospel mentions something of social isolation. Jesus said today, it's the passage after all the Beatitudes and all the advice and guidance after that, we come to today's passage, and Jesus is coming down from that mountain where he gave the Beatitudes. And it said a great crowd was with him. That great crowd wouldn't be long scattering when they saw the leper approaching, because it was a condition that couldn't be cured at that time. There was no medication, it was highly contagious. And I don't know if they had to wear face masks, but they had to walk around ringing a bell, shouting that they were unclean. And unclean, and they couldn't be near anybody. If they were meeting somebody, they had to get off the road so that they wouldn't come near. So there was a huge thing of isolation in that. Imagine when this leper comes to Jesus and said, "You can make me clean." And Jesus' response is immediate. "Of course I want to." It's a beautiful image of how God wants to be close to us in these days. Because for some, the challenge is coming to church, and am I safe, and will I stay well, and will I be socially distant, and will I keep all the rules and regulations? And that's the cross for us here. For many, the cross is they can't join, and maybe it's not right yet for them to come out to Mass, because it's just not possible, and maybe they can place their health and safety at risk. in coming out. So social isolation, still very much a reality. Today's gospel finishes, because the gospel comes from Matthew. Matthew wanted to show that Jesus didn't come to destroy the Jewish law. He came to complete it and bring it to fulfillment. So a change from the same passages in St. Luke's gospel, but in Matthew's gospel, it finishes with Jesus telling the leper to go to the priest, because that's what the Jewish law said, to go to show that you have been cured, and that was the official proof. So as we journey through these interesting and challenging days, we ask the Lord to continue to bless us now.